Exercise Citadel Shield Solid Curtain 2021 is being conducted by the Navy during the first 12 days of February at all naval bases in the continental United States. Spokesman Jason Bort says they're working a number of scenarios, mostly involving security and first response.
We had a scenario where we had a barricaded suspect who had a hostage. We had an active shooter incident at one of our medical clinics. We had a mock drone that was landed on our base, and we had to have investigators make sure it wasn't anything suspicious. And then on Friday, we'll do additional training as well.
In December of 2019, a Saudi Air Force officer opened fire in a base classroom, killing three sailors and injuring 11 others before he was killed by law enforcement. Bort says training exercises before the attack helped prepare for it. The shooting also appears to have changed some attitudes about such exercises.
You looked at training as kind of, oh, we have to do this. And now at 14 months since the terrorist attack, now when we do this training, we're more focused, and this is something that really could happen. We can really enhance the training now and say, this isn't just something we have to do or just a check in the box. This is something that's going to save lives. That's what's changed.
Residents living near the base have been advised to expect unusual activity and noises during the exercise, including simulated gunfire. Bort says the idea is to avoid neighbor interference.
We have our loud voice speakers on base. We're making announcements with exercise, let people know training going on. But at the same time, we don't want to give out too much ahead of time because we do want this to be as realistic as possible.
And it's not just boots on the ground going through their paces.
Oh, no, the air wings are involved as well. In fact, on Friday, they're going to be doing an active shooter training. So this is an all-hands-on training for the next 2 weeks.
Exercise CSSC-21, according to its Navy organizers, is not in response to any specific threat, but is a regularly scheduled exercise. At the end of it, Bort says it'll be time to crunch the numbers.
We evaluate ourselves. It's always about evaluation. Every time we do a scenario, afterwards we have a hot wash where we sit around and we talk about what we did, what could have done better. And then after these 2 weeks are over, we'll do a very in-depth review. We'll go back and we'll say, this is what we did right, this is what we did wrong, here's what we can improve upon.
Meanwhile, NAS Pensacola and its attractions, the Museum of Naval Aviation, Lighthouse, and Golf Course, remains closed to the general public, but for a few exceptions.
The base right now is open for anyone with a Department of Defense ID card, which would be our active duty retirees. Now, they can bring guests onto the base. They can escort them on. But if you don't have an escort and you don't have a DOD ID card, unfortunately, the base is still closed to guests.
And there's no word on when that may change. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.